students there really, most of them came with an idea that they were going to go after school and set up shop, a career, go into business, be involved with some quite specific activity, weren't they?
Yeah.
And I think it's interesting that you keep referring to the term, you know, the professional attitudes that Parsons had. You know, he was giving these people professional training as opposed to, you know, what they might
get. Well, that term also could be questioned by other schools of design. We were not considered too professional.
Really?
No.
In
we were rather accused of turning out dilettantes,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to Pratt,
mm-hmm.
or Cooper Union later, as they began to develop. And of mm-hmm. course, Pratt became a wonderful school, the Rhode Island School of Design. All mm-hmm. those schools were coming up,
mm-hmm.
and they were placing a much greater emphasis on technical training.
For example, how do you define technical training?
Well, it would depend upon, of course, the department.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could say that our students in interior design had technical training, and I think they had too much in the sense, too much emphasis put on rendering and,
mm-hmm.
and measured drawings of elevations and all that sort of thing. But it did train the eye,
mm-hmm.
you see.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, in the Paris branch, there was no atelier work in costume design. They went over there to see
mm-hmm.
and travel. But of course, in the costume design department of the New York School, was then, always has been, the ateliers were
mm-hmm.
very expert.
Mm-hmm.
But the Parsons School was always placing less emphasis on the so-called commercial technical training that a student should have so he'd go out and get a job right away.
Mm-hmm.
Enough awareness and enough training and sort of the latest thing that was going on or
mm-hmm.
or how good was his lettering, or how good was his layout work, or
mm-hmm.
How much did he know about photography, etc., etc., etc. And of course, as those demands now in the present setup become more and more pronounced, of course, the studio work in photography and even in materials, in plastics, mm-hmm. and all of that, I think is of course important.
Well, there's so much
more important.
Now, yeah.
We never bothered too much.
Mm-hmm.
That was not the Parsons approach. I got George Nelson in there as head of the school when because I became head of the school after the war. When the war broke out, I was the director of the Paris school and I was vice president. Parsons was dead. Odom was the head. And then Odom died in 1942, and I was made the head of the school. The Paris school was closed, and I was made the head of the school.
Mm-hmm.
And I remained the head until 52, when I resigned. I was the one to relate the school much more to the contemporary scene, in
mm-hmm.
a sense, by getting the George Nelsons, people who were just beginning
mm-hmm.
in to talk to the students of interior design, you see, and the industrial design students were beginning then classes in industrial design,
mm-hmm.
Flat design.
Mm-hmm.
We were becoming more technical
mm-hmm.
in that sense, recognizing more the various avenues that design students could go into. But basically, our approach was always motivated and controlled by the fact, let's give them as much as we can a sense of an eye and a sense
mm-hmm.
of quality and a sense mm-hmm. of style.
But it's very difficult to breed those things into people, isn't it?
No, but there was a certain atmosphere
mm-hmm.
of a kind, and some of them got it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think probably hard on